Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Tuesday, September 23rd, the first full day of autumn. Our weather forecast is on the way as we have a cooler day to get going here on this Tuesday, the 23rd. Wichita police are investigating a shooting late last night in northeast Wichita. Sedgwick County dispatchers confirm a person was hospitalized in critical condition after they were shot at an apartment complex near 21st and Rock. Police found a man in his 20s with a gunshot wound to his ankle. That victim has undergone surgery and is expected to survive. The victim was reportedly visiting someone he knew at the complex when he was shot in the parking lot. President Trump, alongside top health officials, releasing findings concerning the root causes of autism, and it partly involves Tylenol.
Federal health officials are advising pregnant women against taking acetaminophen, the active ingredient in Tylenol, unless they have a fever. This follows research from Harvard and Mount Sinai that suggests a possible link between use of the drug in early pregnancy and autism. The company that makes Tylenol maintains more than a decade of rigorous research endorsed by leading medical professionals, says there is no credible evidence linking acetaminophen to autism, and that without Tylenol, quote, women face dangerous choices, suffer through conditions like fever that are potentially harmful to both mom and baby, or use riskier alternatives.
And that's Fox's Rich Edson with that report from the nation's capital. During the 4 o'clock hour this morning, we had several fire crews on the scene at Spirit Aerosystems in southeast Wichita. That did include personnel from McConnell Air Force Base. They were responding to a building fire at Spirit at the Kansas Turnpike Drive and Highway K-15. Hazardous materials crews were also called to the scene. Big fire presence this morning, building fire at Spirit. At today's workshop, the Wichita City Council will discuss three major topics. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News.
Number one, we'll debrief the fireworks season from July, talk about the injuries, what did and did not work for 2025, and have a discussion about how to move forward in 2026. Then we're going to talk about Chapter 3.23, which is about hotels and motels here in Wichita. And about establishing a license.
And Mayor Wu says the third topic is economic development planning for the future and how to encourage projects. Wu commented during Mondays with the Mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS. The state of Kansas has failed to meet a deadline to turn over SNAP users' information requested by the federal government.
This may result in a loss of nearly $10.5 million in funding for the state every 3 months until the USDA receives the data. Kansas leaders in the state legislature, as well as Attorney General Chris Kobach, have admonished Governor Kelly for not complying with the information request. In a statement from the governor's office, officials say they will appeal the decision. which will keep the program operational as the appeals process unfolds. If the funding were to be held back, it would affect the Kansas budget as it pays for administrative costs associated with SNAP. The funds are not part of the aid that is paid to SNAP recipients. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Some Wichita restaurants are expressing relief after the man they said has been coming to their establishments to eat and not pay, Dine and Dash. He's been caught. Sedgwick County jail records show the suspect, James Laham, faces charges of theft and contempt of court, and that he'd recently bonded out on similar charges. The word about the suspected thief began with a viral post from Connie's Mexico Cafe, alerting the community about the man who left without paying his $85 bill. That post helped other restaurants identify the man, whom the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office confirmed has been arrested. Eight other restaurants confirmed the suspect identified as the Connie's after the Connie's post, also dined and dashed at their locations, including Sabor, Latin Bar and Grill in Old Town, as well as Sickie's Burgers and Brews, Quincy's Bar and Grill, Rain Bistro and Lounge, The Kitchen, Walk-On's Sports Bistro, and the west side location of Emerson Biggins. The businesses say their frustration comes with the fact that the suspected dine and dasher continued the thefts after being caught and then released. We'll be taking a look at a way to use nuclear waste. And some people are not welcome at Costco in the United States. And, of course, our full weather forecast is on the way as well here on this first full day of autumn. We're glad you're with us here as we're underway with Steve and Ted in the morning, 6:05 here at 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:08 with Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Oklo, an advanced nuclear technology company, announcing the first Aurora powerhouse. It's a compact nuclear reactor. It uses recycled radioactive waste as fuel. This report is from Idaho Falls, Idaho.
Now, according to Oklo, there are roughly 94,000 metric tons of used nuclear fuel stored around the U.S., and the company says this used nuclear fuel has the potential to meet U.S. power needs for 150 years, with the approximate energy equivalent of 1.3 trillion barrels of oil. Once complete, Oklo's Aurora powerhouse will provide electricity for the Idaho Falls region. It's being touted as an environmentally friendly power solution. Even factoring in construction impacts and spent fuel storage, nuclear energy has a carbon footprint that's comparable to wind energy and sits far below solar. Oklo's CEO says this will be the first commercial nuclear power plant in the U.S. that uses recycled nuclear fuel.
And that's Fox Business Network's Max Gordon with that report. Many visitors to New York City like to go on a shopping spree, but diplomats from Iran who are visiting the United Nations are not welcome.
The Trump administration has barred Iranian diplomats based in or visiting New York from shopping in wholesale club stores like Costco and purchasing luxury goods in the U.S. without specific permission from the State Department. An agency spokesman says we will not allow the Iranian regime's clerical elites to have a shopping spree in New York, while the Iranian people endure poverty, crumbling infrastructure, and shortages of water and electricity. Stores like Costco have been a favorite of Iranian diplomats assigned to New York because they can buy large quantities of products not available back home due to economic sanctions. In New York, I'm Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
It is 6:10 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And keeping you updated all morning long on traffic updates. We do have rain on this morning commute, so Jad Chambers will keep you informed all morning long.
Yep, in most of the Wichita area, in fact, you're actively getting some rain right now. Moderate to heavy in some places, fairly light in others. But we've definitely got roadways wet and slippery out there, so just keep that in mind. It doesn't appear to be a visibility issue at this time. But yeah, wet and slippery roadways this morning out there. Traffic volume starting to pick up, but not particularly heavy yet. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
And here on this first full day of autumn, let's check in and get the weather forecast from Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Scattered showers this morning will give way to mostly cloudy skies this afternoon. East winds go north 10 to 15 and a cooler day with a high of 74. Mostly cloudy this evening, then rain returns after midnight, overnight low 63. Rain on Wednesday morning, then mostly cloudy, highs in the low 70s. Back over to sunshine on Thursday and a high of 77. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And currently in Wichita, we have some scattered thundershowers and light rain in the area. Breeze out of the northeast. It is 66 degrees here on this Tuesday morning, September 23rd, our first full day of autumn. It is 6:12 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS as we are underway here on this Tuesday morning. You know, the kiddies are back to school, but boy, there's still some critters out there as we head into the autumn.
The kids may be back in school and we're headed into cooler weather, but they're still out there. Evil little bugs.
This year, we like to say it's a little tickier than past.
Ticks hiding out in tall grass and bushes, ready to pounce on you and your pets. Tick Research Lab of Pennsylvania Director Nicole Chinichi.
We've been seeing an increase in American dog ticks, as well as the Asian longhorn and the Lone Star tick.
They spread diseases like Rocky Mountain spotted fever, Lyme, and encephalitis.
We have seen a decent number of them also now attaching to humans, as well as companion animals, so such as your dog or your cat.
Health officials say use a flea and tick preventative on your dog and or cat. And when you're heading into the woods or raking leaves, use plenty of bug spray with DEET and wear long socks over your pants. Think of it as your own special fashion statement against evil little bugs. Tick paws. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Did she say tick a paws?
I guess so.
Maybe she said tick. I don't know.
I think so.
6:13 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We talked about that rain coming through the area in south central Kansas right now. Some of the heavier stuff is east of us and west of us. There's some little bit of heavier rain up along the Kansas Turnpike all over to the east in Butler County. And we got a line that's a little heavier to the west over in the Kingman and Hutchinson areas. It's all moving off to the northeast. But we do have rain here on your Tuesday morning commute.
You know, it's interesting. She mentioned one of the ticks that's been noticed more than others, and she mentioned the Lone Star tick. You do have to realize that that Lone Star tick is the one who is kind of a rare condition. If you get bit by that Lone Star tick, that can happen where you become allergic to red meat. So maybe take precautions if you happen to like that steak.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, some people suffer from some pretty severe consequences of a tick bite, and it's not fun. A number of charities have severed ties with Prince Andrew's ex-wife, Sarah Ferguson, after British newspapers published an email that she reportedly wrote to the late convicted sex offender and financier Jeffrey Epstein. Fergie reportedly described Epstein as a supreme friend. Children's Hospice, Julia's House, saying the reported correspondence made it inappropriate for Fergie to remain a patron. The Natasha Allergy Research Foundation and Prevent Breast Cancer were also among the charities that cut ties in light of recent revelations. A spokesman for Fergie said she sent an email on the advice of her lawyers after Epstein threatened to sue her for associating him with sexual abuse in a media interview. Yeah, that's not a pleasant...
None of that's any good.
No, it's not. It's not. The North American box office slowing down a little bit after a strong September so far. Demon Slayer is still at the top, $17 million last weekend. Highest grossing anime film ever in North America. Him, a football horror produced by Jordan Peele, second place, $13.5 million. The Conjuring, Last Rites, promising premise, poor reviews, with $13 million in its third weekend. The romantic drama, A Big, Bold, Beautiful Journey, starring Margot Robbie and Colin Farrell, very disappointing. Only $3.5 million intake at the box office.
Yeah, it is kind of strange that Demon Slayer movie is still at number one. I honestly thought that the only reason it got to number one when it did was because it was being confused or being considered the same thing as K-pop Demon Slayer, which is currently making its rounds on Netflix and doing huge numbers on Netflix. But this is a completely unrelated thing. But I don't know, 2 weeks, maybe it is just doing its own thing.
The Trump administration's abrupt decision to slap a $100,000 fee on H-1B visas stunned and confused employers, students, and workers from the United States to India and beyond. Since announcing that decision last week, the White House trying to reassure jittery companies that the fee does not apply to existing visa holders and that their H-1B employees traveling abroad will not be stranded, unable to re-enter the United States without coming up with $100,000. But many companies are still confused about the new policy, which did take effect starting on Sunday. A federal trial is beginning in Amazon's hometown in Seattle this week, trying to examine whether the online retailing giant tricked people into signing up for its Prime service and then made it difficult to cancel after they did so. What?
Huh?
The Federal Trade Commission sued Amazon in U.S. District Court 2 years ago, alleging more than a decade of legal violations, including the Restore Online Shoppers Confidence Act. That's a law from 15 years ago, designed to help ensure that people know what they're being charged for online. Jury selection began yesterday, opening statements to follow.
Well, that'd be big class action if they happen to lose.
Oh, no kidding.
Wow.
Yeah, it is 6:17 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and now let's take a look at what's going on in sports on this Tuesday. We did have Monday Night Football last night. The Detroit Lions in Baltimore visiting the Ravens. Both teams 1-1 coming into the game. You heard the game last night on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. The Lions won on the road. High-scoring game, 38-30. Starting at corner on the defense for the Lions, DJ Reed, the former Kansas State Wildcat, had a big fumble recovery in the fourth quarter, had a couple of tackles, and broke up a pass. So the Ravens dropped to 1-2, and that is the next opponent for the Kansas City Chiefs. KC will be hosting Baltimore on Sunday afternoon at Arrowhead Stadium. You'll hear the game right here on KNSS. Both the Chiefs and the Ravens are 1-2 going into this game. So one of those teams will drop to 1-3 after that game, most likely.
Yikes.
And yeah, so that's a very important game in the AFC Sunday afternoon in Arrowhead. And if you want to know more about what's going on with the Chiefs, you need to tune in tonight to the weekly edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show, hosted by the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis. That is at 6 o'clock this evening, and that is on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
I guess the good news is the Ravens are on slightly shorter.
Yeah, the Ravens have one less day to prepare, as they had to play Monday Night Football, and they got to turn around and visit the Chiefs on Sunday.
Yep.
All right, Major League Baseball. We're down to the last week of the season for the Kansas City Royals, and they will all be road games, six games on the road on the West Coast. As the opponent for the next three nights is the Los Angeles Angels, late night with the Royals. The Angels apparently just want the season to be over. They have lost 9 of their last 10, fading down the stretch. And so the Royals are going at it. The Royals and Angels, that'll be at 8, live coverage at 8:30 this evening, late night with the Royals, and that's over on KFH. All right, the Royals are 78-78 on the season, right at 500. Technically, they still could get a playoff spot. They are six games behind with six games to go. And the three teams ahead of them would have to go 1-17 here in the final week for the... And then the Royals would have to go 6-0.
Right.
In order for the Royals to make the playoffs. So
that is unlikely.
The odds are quite long. But they're still there. With six games to go. Royals and the Angels tonight. And you can listen to that one on KFH. Oh, man, I got some bad news for a Wichita favorite in basketball. ESPN is reporting that the former Wichita State Shocker, Houston Rockets point guard Fred VanVleet, tore the ACL in his right knee and could miss the entire NBA season. Oh, man. Fred is, of course, a favorite. He is a huge cog for the Houston Rockets. Without him the entire year, that's a blow. Of course, Fred is the president of the National Basketball Players Association. That happened for him this summer. He's 31 years old, and apparently he tore his ACL in a workout with the Rockets in the Bahamas. And he just signed a 2-year, $50 million contract extension. It appears that one of those years is going to be spent rehabbing a torn ACL in his knee. Man, that's bad news. All right, that is what's going on with Fred VanVleet and the Houston Rockets. That's sports with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, featuring Yumpkin Pumpkin Ale. WBC's most popular seasonal beer, and it's made with actual pumpkin and served with a spiced rim. Yumkin Pumpkin. It's now available at Wichita Brewing Company. Pizza and beer made here.
You know, they had the other special they've got, of course, is the Hot Link Sandwich. I did have that back on Friday. It was delicious. I did not try the Yumkin Pumpkin to go with it. I didn't know if Yumkin Pumpkin would pair well with Hot Link. I may be wrong, though.
You did not take that dare.
Howard. I just did not take the dare, no. It may be great.
I mean, hey, yeah. Next time you go back, got to try something new.
Yeah.
622 with Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Coming up, we have a traffic and weather update on the way, and vaccines have benefits, and maybe something extra, too. That's coming up on A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta. That's next with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 6:31. You're listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Here's the first full day of autumn currently in Wichita. We have some rain and thunder showers in the area. It is 66 degrees. President Trump is among the global leaders addressing the United Nations General Assembly today as Security Council meetings get underway.
The high-level general debate begins at the UN meeting of the General Assembly, where member states will discuss topics including wars in Gaza and Ukraine, as well as global economic issues. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said President Trump will make remarks and will conduct bilateral meetings with the UN Secretary General, as well as leaders of Ukraine, Argentina, and the EU.
The president will also later in the day hold a multilateral meeting with Qatar, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, Indonesia, Turkey, Pakistan, Egypt, the UAE, and Jordan.
Later this week, the UN will host a climate summit and talks on artificial intelligence. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
At today's Wichita City Council workshop, the group has a trio of topics for discussion. The council will hear a report on economic development, also discussing possible hotel licensing changes for the city, and a report concerning this year's fireworks season will also be presented. Council meeting at 9 o'clock this morning downtown, first floor boardroom at City Hall. Federal charges were filed for a man who shot at a California local ABC TV station. Details from the nation's capital.
The Department of Justice has charged Annabelle Hernandez-Santana with possessing and discharging a firearm in a school zone and interfering with a radio communication station. These are on top of state charges. Police say they searched the shooter's home and found a weekly planner with a handwritten note under Friday that said, quote, do the scary thing next. They say he also had in his car a handwritten note that read, quote, for hiding Epstein and ignoring red flags, do not support Patel Bongino and AG Pam Bondi. They're next. Federal law enforcement says Hernandez-Santana fired one shot into the air in the direction of the station, and then drove around the corner and fired three shots Friday into the station's lobby.
And that's Fox's Rich Edson with that report. A Wichita man appearing in court yesterday accused of a fatal shooting in southeast Wichita. 38-year-old Alan Gunnarsson was charged with voluntary manslaughter and aggravated assault with the use of a deadly weapon for the shooting death on September 12th of 48-year-old Brian Baker. This occurred near Lincoln and Vassar, east of Lincoln and Hillside. Investigators said the incident began as an argument and a physical altercation began between neighbors that led to the fatal gunfire. Police found Baker in the front yard with multiple gunshot wounds. He later died at the hospital. 3 years after Kansas legalized sports betting, some lawmakers want to reset the program so the state can have more revenue. Currently, Kansas collects 10% of revenue from both mobile and retail platforms like DraftKings and FanDuel. But Republican State Representative Francis Auerkamp says that that rate is too low compared to other states. Now, he's raised the issue yesterday during a special committee meeting. Others are warning against making changes now, however. John Pappas is an advocacy director. He argues that Kansas could lose business if it raises rates, especially with Missouri now launching its own sports betting market at that same 10% rate. You could be receiving a water shutoff notice from the city of Wichita this week. These notices are going to those who have not been on top of their water sprinkler system maintenance. The city is sending notices to residents and businesses who have not serviced their backflow prevention devices this year. The city said backflow is the reversal of flow in a water system from the normal or intended direction of flow. It gives potential contaminants and pollutants from private plumbing connectors a chance to enter the main water distribution system. Well, those devices must be tested annually and rebuilt every 5 years. That work must be done by a licensed backflow prevention testing contractor. Former Vice President Kamala Harris announcing her upcoming book. It's called 107 Days, and she's not holding back criticism of fellow Democrats.
Former VP Kamala Harris reopening old wounds about her failed White House bid. David Axelrod told Politico bluntly, if there's a political strategy here, it's a bad one. And a New York Mag piece headlines, Kamala Harris's book shows she still doesn't understand why she lost. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro says he was busy doing what the Harris campaign wasn't doing. Now, Harris is doing a network blitz tomorrow, and she says President Trump called her a, quote, tough, smart customer, but he denied that to Peter Ducey yesterday.
And that's Fox's Aisha Hasni with that report on Capitol Hill. Sentencing for a former Rhode Island basketball coach who asked student athletes to remove their clothes so he could check their body fat.
Aaron Thomas sentenced to a year of probation after he was found not guilty earlier this year to second-degree child molestation and second-degree sexual assault. He was found guilty of the lesser charge of two counts of misdemeanor battery. Prosecutors say the former coach at North Kingstown High School created and implemented a program that allowed him to have unfettered access to young naked boys for decades. During his testimony, Thomas told the court he likely saw more than 600 students throughout his career, with about 80% of them removing their clothes while Thomas pinched various areas of their bodies to check body fat, including near the groin. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
It's 6:37 with Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Let's check our weather forecast here on the first full day of autumn. It's Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Scattered showers this morning will give way to mostly cloudy skies this afternoon. East winds go north 10 to 15 and a cooler day with a high of 74. Mostly cloudy this evening, then rain returns after midnight, overnight low 63. Rain on Wednesday morning, then mostly cloudy, highs in the low 70s. Back over to sunshine on Thursday and a high of 77. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And currently in Wichita, we have some scattered thundershowers and rain in the area. A breeze out of the northeast. It is 66 degrees here on this Tuesday, the first full day of autumn, as we do have rain showers coming through the Wichita area here during this morning commute. It is 6:38 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and now it's time to check in and get some great information as always. It is the Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Ted and Jad. The cattle complex Monday got a price boost from Mexico confirming a new screwworm case less than 70 miles from the U.S.-Mexico border. Now, the live cattle closed with large triple-digit gains. Feeder cattle also had large triple-digit gains along with all the 2026 contracts closing up the $9.25 limit. Now, today, live cattle and feeder cattle will have expanded limits. Kansas cash cattle trade last week averaged $239.98, up 26 cents, and the Nebraska was $236.45, down $3.02. Lean hogs also closed positive. December live cattle yesterday were $4.50 higher at $240.22. October feeder cattle up $7.25 at $361.35. And December lean hogs $1.12 higher at $88.75. Now, Argentina has removed export tax through October 31 on all grain sales, and there are still no U.S. soybean sales to China. This pushed soybeans into a six-week low yesterday. Kansas City and Chicago wheat yesterday made new contract lows, and the corn had a six-session low. Corn harvest is 11% done. In Kansas, it is at 20%. Soybean harvest, 9% complete. In Kansas, 1%. And winter wheat planting is at 20% done. In Kansas, it is 9%. At the moment, December Kansas City wheat's down a penny and a quarter at 501. December corn down a quarter of a penny at 421 and a half. November beans down 4 3/4 at 1006 and a quarter. November crude oil 70 cents higher at $62.98. December gold $41.70 higher at $3,816.80. December S&P 4.5 points lower at 6,748. December dollar index is unchanged at $96.98. And December Dow Jones futures up 28 points at 46,752. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Luffer Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, I know we've talked about this before, but you'll have to refresh my memory. We have the United States has the lowest number of cattle it's had in 75 years. Why is that?
Well, it's a combination of things. One of the biggest things that occurred was some very dry conditions in a lot of our grazing areas, which caused a lot of reducing the cow herd. So we stopped the process of, you know, reproducing as much as we had been doing. So I started making the cattle numbers less. And that has led us to where we are right now. And we also went through a period also where we had low prices, which also was another negative pulling back on the cattle numbers that we have.
Does stuff like that rebound pretty quickly, or is it going to take some time?
It will take time. It will not rebound quickly. And so far, you take, instead of taking a heifer, putting her back into the cow herd to breed her to have a calf, it's more at the moment price positive for the cattleman to go ahead and send that heifer to the slaughter plant for the prices that they are bringing right now. There's a lot of investment to, you know, putting a heifer out there to be bred, to have a calf, the time period it takes to take place, the cost, the interest rates are high right now. All that just makes it very tough to see us rebuilding the cow herd in any fast fashion.
All right. Thanks for filling us in. Everything going well with you?
Yeah. Got about 1.25 inches of rain this morning, and it looks like it's kind of starting to slowly move away from us.
Yeah, it's kind of making its way through here this morning. But once this all gets done, I think we'll kind of be in the clear for the weekend. So we'll look forward to that.
Sounds like a deal.
Yep. Hey, Tom, thanks for being with us. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Ted.
There he goes. That is the Commodities Update. Great information as always. The Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. It is 6:42 with Steve and Ted in the morning. FDIC insurance explained. That's a good topic for the Money Tracker with Don Grant. It's a good thing he'll be coming in and telling us about that very shortly. Don Grant, the Money Tracker, coming up. KNSS News Time is 6:42. 6:47 with Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Keep it here for the Money Tracker with Don Grant. He is coming up shortly. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things. We had a shooting late last night in the parking lot of an apartment complex at 21st and Rock. One victim hospitalized in critical condition. President Trump releasing findings concerning the root causes of autism. He says it partly involves Tylenol.
One.
The state of Kansas failing to meet a deadline to turn over Snap users' information requested by the federal government. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
The traffic volumes are getting heavier out there, and we do still have wet roadways due to overnight rain, and even rain, maybe even currently still falling in parts of Wichita. It doesn't appear to be very heavy on the traffic cameras where I can see any rain at all, but those roadways definitely wet and slippery, and we've got some pretty heavy traffic right now, and this is on K-15 between MacArthur and 47th Street South. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
And take a look at our weather forecast here on our first full day of autumn. Cooler today. Time. High of 74 degrees under a mostly cloudy sky. We're looking at rain overnight. Mostly cloudy tonight, low down to 63. The rain goes into tomorrow morning, and then a mostly cloudy day tomorrow on Wednesday with a high 73. Currently in Wichita, we have some scattered thunder showers and rain in the area. Breeze out of the northeast. It is 66 degrees on our way to a high of 74 at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:49 with Steve and Ted on KNSS, and let's check in and see what the stock market did yesterday.
stocks kicking off the new trading week in the green and at fresh record highs, building on last week's rate cut and AI-fueled rally. Among the 11 S&P 500 sectors, tech was the best performer, and shares of chipmaker NVIDIA rose 4% and notching a record close, following news that the AI darling and OpenAI were partnering on a build-out of data centers. NVIDIA will be investing up to $100 billion in the ChatGPT developer. The Dow winners, Apple, NVIDIA, and IBM. The Dow decliners, Amazon, Microsoft, and Goldman Sachs. The Dow up 66 points, the Nasdaq higher by 157, S&P 500 up 29. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
FDIC insurance explained. I'm not going to do it. Let's get someone who can. Hey, how about the money tracker, Don Grant, CFP, live in studio. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Ted and Jad. Well, you gave me that quite an announcement for something that's pretty dry stuff, but I'll do what I can. Yes. Well, the Federal Deposit Insurance Company, corporation rather, FDIC, was created by the Banking Act of 1933 during the Great Depression. Depositors at that time lost millions, and the FDIC was created to restore trust in the American banking system. The FDIC is a government agency that provides deposit insurance to protect depositors in American banks and savings institutions. It insures deposits up to $250,000 per ownership category. Now, there are several ways to have deposits insured for much more. That means if your bank fails, the FDIC steps in and makes sure your insured deposits are safe and accessible. The insurance covers checking accounts, saving account, money market deposit accounts, and certificates of deposit, CDs. It does not, however, cover investments like stocks, bonds, mutual funds, or annuities. If you have large balances, you can increase your coverage by structuring accounts in different ownership categories using joint accounts, retirement accounts, or certain trust accounts. In fact, for revocable or revocable living trusts, such each named beneficiary is covered up to $250,000 in a joint account. Each named owner is insured up to $250,000. So one account could have a beneficiary. For example, let's say a trust has four beneficiaries. That could be insured for up to $1 million at a single bank. The FDIC has been remarkably successful in its mission since its creation. Not a single depositor has lost insured funds due to a bank failure. That's an impressive track record and a big reason why people can have confidence keeping their money in banks today. The FDIC has paid out tens of billions of dollars over the decades. Major crises like the Indy Mac Bank in 2008 and the SVB, the Silicon Valley Bank in 2023, were covered by the FDIC. The agency's deposit insurance fund currently has more than $130 billion in reserves. That's nearly 1.5% of all insured deposits. And of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
Yeah, back in 23, I mean, we had multiple banks fail and everybody was like, "Ooh, is this the dominoes falling?" But it stabilized.
Yes, SVB is the one they bailed out, but the other banks I think were absorbed by other banks. You know, banks, in spite of the fact that they compete with each other, they don't like to see other banks fail, because what it does is you lose confidence in banking and you might not want to do business with them. So they'll often come to each other's aid when something like that happens. So,
and then in doing so, those big banks get even bigger.
Many of them are. Yes.
And yet, as you drive through town, there's a bank on every corner.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, there's money in money.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you can get enough deposits and you can start lending it out and make a couple points on lending it out from what you're paying out, that's can be a pretty darn good business. So,
what's going on with the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Money tracker, Don Grant, these days.
Oh, man. Well, family's still in town from the big event we had over the weekend. And so actually, Mom.
I'm sure it was good to see Mom.
It was good to see Mom. And we went out to dinner. We went out and did Candle Club has Monday night fried chicken.
Yeah, fried chicken on Monday nights.
Yeah, and I haven't done that in quite a while. And we were just talking about it. And we don't eat, we don't eat a lot of fried chicken. But, man, it's every once in a while you get in there and I'll tell you, I got it figured out. The key is that, they bring it out. It's like in a buffet and it's got those tables and trays with the tops on them, right?
Yeah.
You got to wait. We carefully waited until they brought out a fresh batch.
You got a new tray, yeah.
Yeah, because when they bring that out, it's really crispy. Once they close that top on it, it starts to get a little less crispy.
A little humidity.
So we got a table right next to it so we can get on it.
Yeah, it sounds like that's a plan.
Yeah.
That's exactly what my family would do.
Yeah, you got to figure these things out, right.
Yeah, so. Exactly. For the ultimate dining experience.
Tricks of the trade, baby.
All right. Don Grant, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
You downplayed that. That wasn't a dry segment. That was perfectly fine.
There you go. Well,
you are the serving tray top of our financial discussion.
Well, thank you. That is the greatest compliment.
You're the fresh tray coming in every day at 6:50.
Greatest compliment I've ever been given.
There we go. All right. Hey, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
We'll see you then.
Thank you, sir. There he goes. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, every weekday morning right here with Stephen Tipp.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more. Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Ted on KNSS. It is 6:55 with Steve and Ted. We are ready to rev up for the 7 o'clock hour. We will be telling you about President Trump trying to find a way to peace in the Middle East. Those details are next. KNSS News Time is 6:56.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.